Welcome back to Rod University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. We are here at EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. Take note of, we're at Morgan State University. Take note of my website, edacmorgan.com, and my email, omar@edacmorgan.com. RIDE University is funded by a grant from the Minority Business Development Agency out of Washington, D.C. And today we're talking about more than an LLC. How often do you hear that? Man, I need to. When people say, I want to start my company, or when people say, I need to get my LLC, they're basically saying that I need to start a business. Or I need to make my business legal. All right. So, but we're gonna talk more about more than just an LLC. But before we start that, we always have a quote: "Never forget that intelligence rules the world, and ignorance carries the burden. Therefore, remove yourself as far as possible from ignorance, and seek as far as possible to be intelligent." By the great Marcus Garvey. All right, so let's get right into it. So a good business structure or good business structure should be effective in a number of things. And these are five. It could be more, but these are the five that I'm used to. So of course, you know, when you're thinking about, you know, what legal structure that you're about to set up, think about how are you going to protect your assets, whether it's the business assets or your personal assets. Minimizing your income tax and capital gains tax. So how can you, you know, reduce your tax liability? Simplifying your administration. So a sole proprietorship, a LLC, and a corporation, different paperwork, different reporting structures. So you have to figure out what's going to be easier for you as you begin to think about your business, achieving your retirement objectives. And the last one is achieving your estate planning objectives. So those are kind of way on it. I was going to say way out there, but those two people are not particularly too much concerned about it, but they should be concerned about it. Protecting your assets, minimizing your income tax, and simplifying your administration are what people look for or what people should be looking for when they think about putting together their legal structure. So we're going to actually go to the SBA, the Small Business Administration. They have a great tool on choosing your business structure. So let's go right there. All right, so I know it's kind of small. Let's see if I can blow this up. So there we go. All right, so choose a business structure. So it's the SBA.gov. And once you get there, you can just put on there, choose business structure as you see here. I'm not going to go through all of this, but I just want to let you know that there's more legal structures or business structures than an LLC. So I just want to go to the bottom. All right. So this is a good website to go to where it really talks about the business structure, talks about ownership, liability, and taxes. So we already know about the limited liability company, we know about the LLC, which stands for limited liability company. There's the sole proprietorship, that's really just you, partnership, more than one person, the limited liability company, the C corporation, the S corporation, and then there's a B corp, and then nonprofit. So there's more than just an LLC. So you can come onto this website just to learn more about these different legal entities. And I'm not expecting you to be, and let me say this, I should have said this earlier, I'm not an attorney. I'm just providing you with information to help you make a decision to determine what legal entity you should select for your business. And I'm not expecting you to be an attorney as well. All right. So, but this is a great website to go to, the SBA, Small Business Administration. It's sba.gov. So as you think about going and doing this, I want to think about finding assistance. And that assistance can be, I just mentioned the SBA's website, and the SBA has different resources. They have these small business development centers around town. So if you put in small business development centers, they also have Senior Corps of Retired Executives, which they call SCORE. So score.org is a good website. They can begin to help you with your legal structure. And I'm sure they're going to refer you to the next two people that I'm going to mention, and that is your accountant. So your accountant can help you out with their taxes, can help you out. Well, the accountant and the attorney can help you out with, well, let me stick with the accountant. The accountant can help you out with your taxes. The attorney can help you protect your assets. And the financial planner can help you protect your assets as well. So these are some individuals that you should consult with as you're thinking about creating your business structure, whether it's a sole proprietorship, a corporation, a nonprofit, a for-profit, or your LLC. These are individuals, number two and three, can help you with determining the best legal business structure that you can get to. So your accountant and attorney. So look out, reach out to an accountant or an attorney, to see if they're available. Well, they are, they will be available, but you want to make sure you select the right attorney, attorney that practices business law, and an individual and an accountant that pretty much understands small businesses as well. So, it's more than just an LLC, everybody. So think about some other legal structures, and maybe a different legal structure is better than an LLC. And as always, these are the resources that we have available for formerly incarcerated individuals. Our podcast comes out the last Monday of the month at 4:30. It's called the Breakthrough Podcast. If you want to be a guest on it, shoot me an email. We have these monthly meetups. Right now, it's locally here in Baltimore, Maryland. We meet on the second Thursday of the month from 6 to 8. Those individuals who are entrepreneurs and formerly incarcerated individuals do a meetup. And they get together to see how they can support each other. We have these entrepreneurship boot camps in which we work with organizations that are providing services for formerly incarcerated individuals. We have specialized training going on right now through our rehab real estate program. We have our annual event that's coming up. And of course, we have Ryde University. And Ryde University is, and we're partnering with the Returning Citizens Magazine. By now, you've seen the articles that's in there. And we also have these two resources. We have our advisory board that provides us with resources to really, to better help you all. And we also partner with the Maryland Statewide, or we're members of the Maryland Statewide Alliance for Returning Citizens. So hopefully that was helpful for you. And as always, you can learn more about what we do on our website and stay up to date with Ryde Small, at Ryde Small Biz on Instagram. Until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Media Production.